This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Federal Reserve is, with maybe just a little bit of argument here, the most powerful single actor in this economy. And for most of the 107-something years it's been around, it has dealt mostly in the realm of financial markets and the banking system. That, though, is changing, and was changing even before the pandemic, and obviously before this past week. The Minneapolis Fed launched the Opportunity and Inclusive Growth Institute in 2017. It researches and does outreach on economic inequality, a systemic issue in this country that does seem especially relevant at this moment. Abigail Wozniak is the inaugural director of that institute. Dr. Wozniak, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So Chair Powell has been really vocal about inequality and what recessions and times like these do to people who don't have means in this society. That has not historically, though, been the case with the Fed, right? They have not really usually concentrated on inequality as a policy area. Do I have that right?
I think that's fair to say. I think that is the product of a number of things I could talk for a long time about, but I think as a summary, that's a fair thing to say.
So how now do you go about with your institute making monetary policy, right, interest rates, which is what the Fed is known for, fold that into inequality in the society and how raw an issue it is, as we've seen these past couple of days?
Right. So I want to be clear that today, I'm not addressing current monetary policy, and kind of per our blackout policies. But I think it's fair to ask, how does the Opportunity and Inclusive Growth Institute fit into the mandate of the Federal Reserve? I see our main projects at the Institute as really to bring new information into the Federal Reserve system and really grow the roots that we have in a much more diverse, much broader research community. The Fed has deep roots in research communities that I think wouldn't be a surprise to folks. What we don't have as strong a connection with is experts who understand how low-income families get by. I would say we have less connection to experts on exactly how work is restructured and evolving, and bringing those voices, just injecting all that knowledge into the Federal Reserve system, is something we work to do at the Institute.
You are there in the Twin Cities, the center of so much of, or the origin point of so much of what has been happening. If the Institute is successful and in, well, let's give it a decent run, right, 25 years, you've been able to really put your policies into practice. What does it look like on the ground?
So I think that on the ground, we will have, I think, a much stronger sense of the broader ramifications of Fed decisions. I think it would be great for me if it were routine to ask, what does the Opportunity and Inclusive Growth Institute think about this? If folks are routinely turning to the Institute and routinely turning to really our broader Federal Reserve research to say, what should we do with our cities? What should we do with wage policy? We are a resource for that, even though those are not the main pieces in our toolkit.
Just because you mentioned it, I want to make sure people understand. In periods leading up to meetings of the Federal Open Market Committee, the Federal Reserve is in what's known as a blackout, and there is typically no nobody from the Fed really does any interviews or make speeches. You, though, decided to talk to us about this issue, and we appreciate that very much. I wonder why you didn't just say, sorry, blackout, as you could easily have done.
Well, a couple of reasons. I guess I could have said that. I will be clear, I didn't make the decision all by myself.
So
we've decided this as a team. But I think it's really, I'm almost sometimes in these days at a loss for words, so I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, we all are.
I think it's really important for folks, to understand that I would say, events have gotten quite ahead of the Institute, as they've gotten ahead of a lot of folks who are working to make kind of concrete policy change in these years. But I think the reason I said yes is I think it's important for folks to understand that this is immediately on the mind of the Federal Reserve, and we are taking real actions to pull in the information that we need to understand what folks are really experiencing on the ground. It's incredibly important when it's timely for the Federal Reserve to be very clear that we are working hard to absorb what is happening in the full sense of that word throughout the U.S. economy right now. And the Institute is a really important instrument for that. And I think other parts of the Federal Reserve are working hard at that as well. So that's why I said yes.
Abigail Wozniak, she is the director, the inaugural director, actually, of the Opportunity and Inclusive Growth Institute at the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Dr. Wozniak, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Kai.